right, this should be like Psycho Stick, I think.
That's correct.
All right, we made it through to Spokane.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, the lead singer of the band. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, man.
So welcome to the great Inland Northwest airwaves.
Thank you, man. Good to be here.
Yes, Virginia, there really is a band called Psycho Stick.
Right now, I'm in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Hoofty, hoofty, hoofty.
Yeah, nice and great and cold.
First off, I got to ask you guys, because we've only played the one song, but what is the motivation behind beer?
Motivation, well, the song was written out of boredom at work. I mean, it's really no motivation, just like, hey, let's just hang out and drink and then chant stupid chants and stuff. So, pretty much it.
Was that a song that you needed to kind of wrap up the night on a positive note or to boost some last-minute beer sales, perhaps?
No. It was written, four or five years ago, and... Probably longer, longer than that. 6 years ago, jeez. And it was just, there was no intentions to like try to boost sales or anything behind it. It was just a fun song we threw together, and in literally 15 minutes, we wrote it. So
that's awesome. The best songs always seem to do that. They seem to come right together, don't they?
Yeah.
So since I know nothing about you guys at all, can you fill me in on some of the details, like where you're from and how long y'all been together and all that?
Well, we've been a band for, I'd say, almost 7 years now.
Wow.
We formed in 2001 in Phoenix, Arizona. Josh and me, Josh, our guitarist, and I went to high school together, and we got into heavy music, you know, and the comedy aspect of our band came from just us watching stupid movies and Simpsons and all that stuff, and it just was a natural, like, progression for us. You know, we liked the heavy music, but... we had to make it funny, you know, and it just came together that way.
All your songs that way, besides beer? Are they all kind of satirical in a way?
Yes. Every one of our songs is comedy. Yeah, every one of them.
Cool.
Yeah, we're working on releasing a new single called Two Ton Paperweight. It's about Josh's crappy car from high school. you just have to hear it. It's on our MySpace page if you want to go listen to it.
Okay, I will check that out. You know, we just gave away one of those crappy cars, turned it around, and made it into a ride that rocks.
So maybe
next time we do that, we can get one of the Psycho Stick high school cars. Yeah, we actually put like words in the back seat, no drama zone and all that. So it's all good, man. It's all good. So originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and you've been on the road pretty much since?
Well, we just started going on the road like mid last year, because it took about 5 or 6 years for people to start noticing who we were. And it was like, you got on the satellite radios, and that's when it started taking off. So.
Yeah, well, you owe it all to beer. So congratulations on that up here anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, nothing goes better than beer with beer. And
that's right.
That's a perfect way to kick off the Friday Freeway 500 with Rock 94.5.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! It's up! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
It tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. They say beer will make me dumb. It aren't so good with pizza. Now that we have drunk some beer, let's go drive a car.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! That's stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Dude, I think you had enough.
No!
Rock 94.5 Way Home, where you're meeting the band behind the beer. How many CDs do you guys have out? Like a six-pack?
We have one CD out. This is the one album right now.
Okay, so we got to find another song on there to play.
Right. Well, there's one of the Jägermeister love songs, and there's, like I said, 2-ton paperweight, which we need to get you the radio edit for because it has some bad words in it.
So there's a chaser to the beer song is what you're telling me?
Yeah. Of course.
The Jägermeister love song.
Yes.
That's awesome. You know, they're all looking pretty good around that time of night, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a good little combination. So
what kind of shows are you doing then? Just full-out concerts, or are you opening for other bands, or what are you guys doing?
Well, we did a tour with a band called Bulbaflex. That was our first tour, and we opened up for them. And then we toured with some buddies out from buddies of ours from Florida, mm-hmm. called Endorphin. And, depending on the market, one of them would open. They would either open for us, we'd open for them. Mm-hmm. And, most of it's been us by ourselves. It's been going pretty good. But we're looking to jump on some bigger tours because it's like the next step for us. And we're like submitting ourselves to, bigger names and all that stuff to try to get on a bigger tour so we can, look like, we're a real band. Because we are.
Well,
a real band.
Come on up here to Spokane.
Yeah, we've been wanting to come up there so bad. And we were going to. I think the show got canceled because of weather. I think in December or something.
Yeah, it's hard to get up here in winter.
Yeah, we spun out on the freeway in Nevada.
Oh no!
Because of that weather.
Your bus is probably the first one they pull over, right?
No.
It's the beer band. Get them.
Yeah. No. They don't even know it's us. It's plain and it's white. And there's no. We don't write anything on it. They don't know who we are. That seems to think.
So now my next question is, which beer company do you think will pick you up first as their spokesband?
Oh, I don't think any of them will, to be honest with you.
I thought they'd be fighting for you.
No, we haven't gotten a single offer yet. I think it's because of that last line in the song. They're kind of like, don't like that or something. So
yeah, but by then the commercial's over, so they won't even know.
I
can hear you guys playing during the Super Bowl.
Hey, I'm down. I'll do it.
Little costume malfunction, and there you go. I'd even put on the giant beer bottle and be your little dancing beer bottle if you want. I don't care.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, we have a plan. Awesome.
All right.
Rob, it's really nice to hook up with you, dude.
Well, thanks for having us.
The Psycho Stick Band. Hopefully we'll get them here to Spokane sooner or later.
Oh, we will.
And I'll keep my eyes open for that Jaeger love song, but I think I dated her.
Okay.
I'm joking, man.
Okay, thank you.
Rob, frontman for the band Psycho Stick. Have beer, won't travel. Tour bus off the road with Spokane's best rock.
Ship Foos.